Hachette Audio presents Trouble Is What I Do. Written by Walter Mosley. Read by Dion Graham. This book is dedicated to the unseen people and unknown places of New York City.
Mr. McGill?
Marty Bitterman said over the intercom that connects her desk at the front of our office complex to mine at the far end. I lease a very large office space, but as of yet, only Marty and sometimes my son Twill work there with me. She's the detective agency's secretary receptionist and also the human barometer that helps maintain my moral bearings in a world where sin is reflex and kindness a quick death. Marty has first-hand experience with the evil that men visit upon children, and absolutely no fear of losing her own life or witnessing the death of someone who deserves it. In my opinion, she's a saint. In hers, I and my son are saviors. Twill is another thing altogether. Though he also understands the rising tide of depravity and violence, my son is like a futuristic fish in those waters, a sleek, metallic shark evolved beyond other species. He is the youngest of the three children who call me father. My wife claims that he's mine, but I know that only the eldest boy, Dimitri, is of my blood. Not that I mind. I love them all. Yes, Marty? I said into the speaker box.
There are people here to see you, she said softly. Shall I bring them back?
Sure. We had a simplistic code system. The first sentence was plain fact. The second phrase, for me to decipher. For instance, if she asked if these people had an appointment, I know that it was an official visitation, most likely the police. If she asked, should I make an appointment? I know that they might be dangerous, and I should look through the video monitor that watched over her desk. From there, I could assess any threat. But the offer to walk them back meant that these potential clients were all right, and I should treat them as such. I took the snub-nosed .38 from my pencil drawer and pocketed it. Marty's intuition of human nature and potential was better than mine, but she wasn't infallible. Opening the door to my office, I looked down the triple-wide hallway that was flanked by six desks on either side. One day I'd run a real detective agency. I had the seats. But that morning...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?